Matt Cromwell, Democratic candidate for the state Senate in District 35, which includes Northeast Rapid City, Rapid Valley, most of Box Elder. She joined us in the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio and SDPB's Rapid City Bureau. Pat, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little bit of your background and why run for the state house now?
Well, it's time. It's time. I'm ready. And it seems that the people of South Dakota haven't been well represented. And it's time for a reset. We're going to have a new governor. And this is a time that we can work together. Healthcare issues, education issues are real important to me. This is the work that I've done previously, and it's work that needs to be done in the state house.
Tell us a little bit about some of your previous work that you've done.
Well, I started out as a social worker in Pine Ridge with Child Protective Services. And from there, worked with a lot of really great families. And it opened my eyes to the kinds of challenges that people had and how issues of poverty affect so many different aspects of life, and even interfering with the ability to get an education. From there, I went into working with Head Start and worked again with the parents. I was not a teacher, but I worked with the parents and looking at issues related to their families and how to enhance their children's education. From there, I went on and worked with the Christian Children's Fund, again working with parents and communities throughout the Northern Plains. And in all of this, the interesting thing was that the issues were not really that different. Everybody wants the same thing. They want a roof over their heads. They want food security. And these things interfere with people being able to be as much as they can be.
So you have seen in your experience, the impact of policy, but also the long-term impact of economic situations in South Dakota. How long do you, when you look back and you look at challenges in education or challenges in healthcare, how far back do you, in your estimation, do you think that really goes in South Dakota?
Oh, man, I hate to even say because it makes me sound really old. Back in the late 70s, when I was at SDSU, the state of South Dakota ranked on the bottom or near the bottom. And the joke was that we were always duking it out with Louisiana and Mississippi to be the bottom in teacher pay or investment in childhood education, early childhood education. And the sad thing is that we're still there some 40 years later. And there's talk about this as being an issue, but in 40 years, it has not been addressed. In those times that it has been addressed to some extent, it gets lost, the investment in education, for instance.
So recent improvements in from the Blue Ribbon Task Force and raising the teacher pay with the half penny sales tax, do you think we're on the right track? Not nearly done enough? What would you do next is really my question. What's the next step?
Well, I'm not really sure to say what is the next step because I don't know what options we have, to be real honest. But it's a start. It's a start, but we need to go further. In business, there's the phrase return on investment. And return on investment, we get that with education. We get that with healthcare. We get that as a healthier, more dynamic population, the people of this state. So we're just getting started, it feels like.
When you talk to voters and listen to, when they contact you, online or where you're walking around knocking on doors and sort of meeting people, what are you sort of hearing from them?
It's an interesting thing. First of all, I grew up in Jones County, and being a West River Democrat, going back to the old days, it was it was common to be able to work together. And one of the things that I'm hearing as I am talking with people is a sense of there not being a spirit, a climate of being able to work together. And it's a frustration. It surprised me because I expected other issues to be raised, but the simple fact of not being able to reach across the aisle and work together. And as I grew up, the sense always was, okay, we might be of different parties, but it's not that big of a difference. We agree on a lot of points here. Let's start where we agree and then move on from there. And, you know, it's not that hard, but people feel like we've gotten lost somehow.
So people feel like the tone is something that they're keyed into, and the tone of compromise and rhetoric is something that you hear that a lot?
Yes, I do. It's not talk about the compromise as much as it is the frustration that people have been driven apart, and the sense that people aren't listening and talking with each other. And I've been surprised with the level of frustration I'm hearing across the board. It makes me feel a lot more positive about what I can offer, because I've worked with a lot of different groups of people, people coming from a lot of different kind of backgrounds, and being able to take their comments and their sense of mission and be able to distill it into something that's a workable solution.
So should voters decide to send you to peer as a Democrat, you're certainly not going to be in the majority. We don't know the results of the election, but you know, if history tells us anything, how do you work across the aisle a little bit when you're not, it's maybe a little bit harder for you to be heard in peer as a Democrat?
I don't know that
maybe it's not.
I don't know that has to be the case. In any group, you're going to have people with a lot of different kinds of a focus or a mission. And for the most part, they're going to be in the middle. I mean, there's not necessarily a sense of hostility toward other, but there might be with a few people in general.
So with your background in counseling and, family relations and sociology, when you look at some of the key problems that we have today in the state, the suicide rate, the rate of bullying, the mental health issues, access to mental health services, do you have thoughts on, once we acknowledge the severity of the problem and the urgency of the problem, what are some of those things that can be employed legislatively to help make solutions that make sense?
Well, one of the things that's always frustrated me are when people in leadership do not present behavior that we want younger people to pattern after.
Okay.
And, just by being better adults, we can lend to creating an environment where people, children, see that behavior and will pick up on it. So that's one thing, and I forgot the rest of your question.
Oh, just some of the legislative solutions, there are things to sort of gain traction on some of those issues like bullying and suicide, mental health issues. Are there legislative solutions to the mental health crisis in South Dakota?
There's a lot of stressors out there, and it certainly feeds into that. One of those stressors is simply not having access to health care, and those are points that we can address. Expanding Medicaid would make a huge difference. The efforts by the current administration in trying to expand Medicaid, I thought, had a lot of good points about it. It was more complicated than it necessarily needed to be, and I say this from having worked with tribal health programs and in trying to understand how some of these things work, it's important to follow the money and how it comes down through the various agencies and departments and how it's then spent. Having access to those dollars for people in crisis would make a world of difference. We also would benefit from having a facility out here in western South Dakota, so families could be close to their family members and friends who are needing longer-term inpatient care. Those are things that can be done. And then, of course, you know, with education, addressing bullying, you know, from the very, very first time we might see a hint of it. Those are things that would be a positive.
Pat Cromwell is from District 35. She's running for state senate as a Democratic candidate. Pat, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
She joined us in the SDPB studio in downtown Rapid City inside the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio.